Harmony is something that we all would like to have. Harmony is something we all would like to have. How do we get harmony in our life? How do we get peace in our life? How do we get balance in our life? We get harmony in our life when we are one with ourselves, when we like ourselves, when we think that everything we do is beautiful and good, when we think that all the things in this world are lovely and desirable. That's all it takes. It's just that awareness that within each one of us is harmony. When you are out of balance, when you are not in harmony, you feel uptight. You feel that the world is not a happy place to be. You feel that all is not in divine order. And of course, we want to always feel that all is in divine order, because all is in divine order is the most wonderful thing in the world that we can do. It's the most wonderful thing in the world that any of us can ever experience. And we can only experience it if we are looking at ourselves and saying that we are beautiful people. We are beautiful beings. We are people that we'd like to associate with ourselves. Now, have you ever thought that you'd like to be a person that you'd like to associate with yourself? Have you ever thought that you'd like to be a person that you'd like to take home to your mom, that you'd like to tell your wife and children or your husband about, that this is a person that you know and enjoy? Would you like to tell the person, anybody about that, about you, who you are? Yes, we all do, really. We all want to like ourselves. We all want to think that we are nice people, that we are good people, that we are happy people, that we're balanced people, that we're harmonious people. And the only way to be harmonious people is to live in harmony, to live knowing that all in the world is beautiful and good, to live knowing that all in life is a delightful, glorious thing that we have. When you live knowing that all things in your life are glorious and good, when you know that, when you are that, when you live that in every aspect of your life, then you can be sure that you're living a very happy, fulfilled life. You can be sure that everything you're doing is good and very good. You can be sure that life is wonderful, that life is grand. Now, harmony is a matter of being sort of at one with yourself. Harmony is when all of your feelings are relaxed. And you take a deep breath out. You take a deep breath in. You do it a number of times, purposely. Because this settles you down. This makes you feel peaceful. This makes you feel that blissful. This makes you feel harmony. When you have a dog who is barking at somebody, you say, "There, there, now all is okay." And then you put a cause in motion and you say, "All is in divine order. All is in divine order. All is in ideal order. All is in right action now." You say that to yourself and you say that to your dog. And you take your hand and you stroke your dog and you say, "I love you. It's all right. You don't have to protect me from the world. You just smile at me and laugh at me and be happy with me, and that's all that matters." And when you do that to your dog settles down into balance and harmony. Your dog forgets about all that caused him to be upset or uptight or interested in the outer. And he's now content with the inner. You're stroking him. You're telling him how wonderful he is. You're telling him how grand a dog he is and how much you love him. Now, when you want harmony in your life, stop whatever your outward vision may be, and start looking at your inward vision and saying, "All is in divine order. All is in divine order. all is in divine order. And the more you say, all is in divine order, the more you feel, all is in divine order. Now, you stroke your dog, or you stroke your cat, you stroke your pet, because you love them. And you want them to feel that you're there, not to protect them, but to love them. And they are with you to love you. So, when your body gets a little bit uptight, out of balance, then you say to yourself, I now am harmony. I now am peace. I now am love. And you begin to stroke yourself. Really, start stroking your arms. Stroke your arms. Gently touch your arm, touch your chest, your head, your body. Touch yourself, just like you'd touch your dog. You don't think there's anything good or bad about touching your dog. It's just what you do. Well, that's what we should have with our body. We should touch our body just because that's what we do. And we say, hi, body, I love you. Oh, you're wonderful. I have wonderful fingers, wonderful toes. Yes. The more you are petting your body, the more you are touching your body, the more you are in love with yourself, in this human form that you're in, whatever it may be, how glorious it may be, or how ordinary it may be, it's your body. It's your soul, it's your being, it's your life, and you are stroking it as you stroke your pet, and you are saying, I love you. And you are saying of your body, of your life and affairs, all is in divine order now. All is in peace now. All is in love now. All is good. All is good. All is good. And the more you say, all is good, the more you call it forth in your experience as you would call forth petting your pet. And isn't that a good name? Pet and petting. Love and loving. You love your pet. You surround your pet. You gather your pet in your arms and you say, I love you. You're so wonderful. And that pet may have been not so nice just a moment ago. But you turn the pet away from the not so niceness to the niceness by your caressing and petting that pet. And that pet soon forgets all about anything in the outer, and he's only interested in you and his own inner. We can only be interested in us, in our own inner, when we are harmonious. When we pet ourselves, when we delight in our own company, we say, all is good. I like me, I like me. It's a wonderful world I live in. And harmony is our thing. It's our way. It's our balance. It's our life. Harmony is our total experience, and that's all we know. And all in harmony disappears, for it never really was there. And we draw forth the harmony that is always there, the love that is always there, the joy that is always there, the goodness that is always there, because this is who we are. This is what we are. This is all that we are. And we live it now in every moment of our life, in every moment of our experience. We live it now. And how happy that is. How happy that is to live a life of harmony. When you are harmony, all the world is harmony. When you are harmony, there's no place for war. There's no place for conflict. There's only place for balance. Only place for unconditional love. Only a place for being who you are. Your divine self, now and forevermore. Call it forth today because it's there, standing in front of you, waiting for you to recognize that it is there now. I love you. I love you. I love you.